Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have faced off at a second presidential debate held in St. Louis at Washington University. The town hall-style clash came only days after a video of Trump was leaked, making lewd remarks about the treatment of women. Accusations of sexual misconduct became an early focus of the discussion for both candidates, but they later moved on to cover healthcare, tax reform, and foreign relations. Some are labelling this debate the most vicious in American political history, but did this exchange change the trajectory for the race to the White House? Roderick Chambers has this report.
The second US presidential debate went ahead today at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time amidst a background of Republican Donald Trump's astounding revelations and accusation of Bill Clinton's shaky record of philandering, but this time with the added accusation of rape.
That I'm afraid of him.
You're still afraid of him?
Yes, that I'm still afraid, especially if she becomes president. And I know it's looking that way.
Linking Hillary with the various cover-ups, he then moved on to question her veracity on almost everything. And this is hot on the heels of a tape showing Donald Trump in 2005 engaging in so-called locker room banter, where he bragged about his predatory prowess with women.
I moved on her like a bitch, but I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden I see her, she's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
Not a good look when he needs the women's vote. It was never going to be a very presidential style of debate, and Brendan O'Connor from the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney expected an unedifying spectacle.
There had been so much that had happened in the last two or three days in the United States that it was always going to be an incredibly tense, personalised and brutal, really, opening 30 minutes to the debate. The candidates didn't shake hands. You could feel it almost through the television, that there was a degree of strong dislike of each other and a real sense that both of them knew that they were going to have to weather a storm of personal allegations. I mean, I think it's important to make clear that most of the allegations Trump made are against Bill Clinton, not the candidate Hillary Clinton, and the allegations made about Donald Trump are really his own words, where he's bragging that he's sexually assaulted women, by groping them and kissing them when they didn't invite him to, where there was no consent.
After such incredible revelations, how did both Trump and Clinton manage to continue to prosecute a national debate under this sort of pressure?
Well, they're both incredibly thick-skinned. I mean, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, incredibly thick-skinned. Most people would melt under that pressure, but they're both very tough. And you saw that quite clearly in that debate.
You could expect policy to be a casualty of such debate, but after this first bruising part when healthcare policy came up, both candidates settled in to make some solid points. Tom Swister, also from the US Studies Centre from the University of Sydney, was surprised that Donald Trump could make such a solid showing.
He kept hammering her on a wide range of policy issues such as healthcare, Syria, and I just think that all things considered, although he's a bit disjointed and he's no doubt made things up as he's gone along, which is typical Trump, I just thought his tone was more sober. And, I don't think anyone in their right mind could say Hillary Clinton won the debate convincingly. Far from it. In fact, Frank Luntz, who's well known for conducting focus group surveys with uncommitted voters, had a poll, and the immediate aftermath said that 18 supported Donald Trump. They thought that he won the debate, and only 4 supported Hillary Clinton. Now, to the extent that those attitudes prevail, that's a good result for the Donald.
Hillary refused to be baited by Trump and addressed audience questions in this town hall style of debate straight on. Brendan O'Connor was impressed by the way she handled the last question on whether they would respect each other.
They handled that last question very well, particularly Hillary Clinton. I thought she finished very strongly. I think Trump said something which was, pretty complimentary also to Hillary Clinton, but runs against the idea that she's got no stamina if he says she's a fighter that never stops fighting.
And is Trump losing votes over his behaviour? Tom Switzer again.
Earlier this year, Roderick, he said that if he could walk down the streets of Manhattan and shoot someone in broad daylight and his base would still support him. Well, there's some truth to that. They'll stay with him.
Oh,
but
dear.
To win the White House, you need more than your base. You need to reach out to independents, suburban voters, and particularly women voters.
The fact remains that at 10 points behind, Trump has a long way to go, as Tom Switzer recounts.
His tail was between his legs. He'd been subjected to intense scrutiny over the previous 48 hours. And low expectations are a priceless political game in this business, and he surpassed those expectations. So I think Donald Trump did better than most people had the right to expect. He would have solidified his base. But the question remains, Roderick, can he win over those independents and suburban women who have been horrified by the revelations of his lewd comments about women in 2005? That's the issue. And it's not altogether clear whether his strong performance in the debate will help him get back on track.
That was Tom Switzer from the US Study Centre at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.